107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With the inauguration of Donald Trump just a few hours away, President Biden has issued a slew of preemptive pardons, including one for the man who led the nation through COVID and another who called Donald Trump a fascist. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
A final flex of presidential power as President Biden's pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6th Committee. All of these people have been heavily criticized by President-elect Trump, who has hinted at revenge against them.
ABC's Karen Travers has a little more on what we know that Donald Trump will say during his second inaugural address.
Trump will say, according to excerpts provided by a senior advisor, quote, "I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success." He'll say a tide of change is sweeping the country.
Today's inauguration will be held inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This is ABC News. Costco could be facing a strike by about 18,000 workers. Employees represented by the Teamsters Union authorizing a strike. They are headed into what the union calls the last week of negotiations. The contract runs out on the 31st of January. Moviegoers going for laughs over the weekend.
A big start for Sony's R-rated comedy, One of Them Days.
If we don't get the rent money by 6, we're going to be on a curb with Fabian.
Making rent with an $11.6 million debut, narrowly beating Disney's Mufasa The Lion King, which earned $11.5 million in its fifth weekend. Blumhouse's horror Wolfman took third place with $10.6 million, while Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Den of Thieves 2 rounded out the top five. The overall box office total among the weakest for the MLK holiday in decades. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Get ready for the possibility of higher prices at IKEA. The head of the biggest IKEA franchisee speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, says tariffs threatened by President-elect Donald Trump could force furniture prices higher. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One day, a four-year-old boy asked his father a question. "Daddy, did they have a lot of snow at Christmas when you were little?" Father replied, "No, son, we didn't have any snow." Before the father could explain that he had grown up in West Africa, his little son piped up with, "I know why, Daddy. It's because you are older than snow." When someone has a full head of white hair, we say that they have snow on the roof. That's a nice way of saying you're old. The dusting of snow on my roof reminds me that I'm getting up there in years. But then I'm reminded that Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born, and Moses was called to lead Israel out of Egypt when he was 80 years old. I was called out of retirement to come to Richland Center to be your pastor, and I have several friends in their senior years who are leading youth ministries in their churches. Believe me, God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to himself, and he chooses to use us, his chosen people, to accomplish his mission, even in our advanced years. Ask God how he wants to use you.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simons Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simons Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simons Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simons Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some brutally cold weather we have to endure here the next 36 hours. Please be very careful of venturing out. Get all your extremities covered up well, layers of clothing, and definitely have some blankets and extra clothing in your vehicles in case you'd have trouble. Now, we are expecting a gradual warm-up as we head toward the mid and late part of the week. Nothing super warm, but at least getting back to within a few degrees of normal. Still no major snow or ice storms in the forecast here. Just a couple of weak systems coming through could bring us some sporadic snow showers throughout the week, but very small accumulation at that. As we look a little further ahead, temperatures could reach their warmest of the period right around Saturday and Sunday. Here's your forecast for today. A cold weather advisory in effect through late this evening. That will become an extreme cold warning at midnight tonight, running up through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy skies, high near 1 degree. West and northwest winds 6 to 15. Wind chills generally hovering around 20 to 25 below zero today, dropping to 35 below zero tonight into Tuesday morning. The actual low temperature tonight near 16 below zero, just some scattered clouds. West-northwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow sunshine giving way to thicker clouds toward evening. Still very cold with a high of zero. West wind becoming southwest up to 10. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, some flurries possible late, low near 7 below, but then rising temperatures later on. Wednesday, a 30% chance of light snow or flurries in the morning, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks later on, just a bit warmer, high near 21. As we head into Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, maybe some flurries, low 4 degrees with a high of 22. Friday looks partly sunny, high 24, and Saturday's high 28, maybe a scattered snow shower. Stay safe and warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 8 degrees below zero with sunshine this morning. Yesterday's high was 3. The record high set in 1906 was 53. Record low, 34 below zero in 1994. Last year's high was 15 and the low, 7 degrees below zero. Sunset will occur at 4:58 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time, 7:28. East winds are at 4, making it feel slightly cooler than what it actually is. Barometer at 30:38, and no precipitation today.
Fenimore Schools operating 2 hours behind schedule today. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf in Viroqua is closed due to today's extreme cold weather. And Wazika Steuben Schools will be closed and there are no after-school activities. Right now we're at 8 below.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. Located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the schedule, a recap of high school weekend sports, details on the football games, and a Bucks win last night.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. There are some games scheduled for tonight in the area, including Riverdale at Wonewoc Center in boys basketball, River Valley at Cuba City, Royal at Westby, DeSoto at Brookwood, Merrill's Mindoro at Cashton, North Crawford at Kickapoo, Edgewood at Reedsburg, and Ithaca at Lafarge. We'll keep you posted on those games and their status as this day goes on. Girls basketball includes Southwestern at Fenimore, Lancaster at East Dubuque, Benton at Schulzburg, Highland at Potosi-Cassville, and River Ridge at Belmont. On Saturday in girls basketball, Prairie du Chien got the win against Barneveld, 48-40, and Monona Grove was a winner over Reedsburg, 61-48. Boys basketball, Platteville continues on with a good year. They defeated Edgewood, 81-61, and Barneveld beat the Prairie du Chien boys, 61-39. Caledonia over Mount Horeb, 70-59 in boys basketball. Also over the weekend, a big major wrestling tournament was held in the area at Weston Schools, and Bill Twining wraps it up.
12 teams were involved in the event, which was canceled a year ago by a snowstorm. Good weather prevailed in 2025, as did the Holman Varsity Reserves, which won the event with 208.5 points, while first-time entrant Oosterberg finished second with 197 and led the way with four individual champions. Riverdale also made its first appearance at Ithaca Weston, a memorable one, boasting three titleists and finishing third with 163.5 points. Royal Wonewoc Center took fourth with 132.5, with Verona and sixth place Ithaca Weston close behind with 128 and 126, respectively. Richland Center placed seventh with 106 points. Defending champion Parkview Albany fell to eighth place with 98. Rounding out the scoring were Cambridge, the Eau Claire North Varsity Reserves, River Ridge, and Wisconsin Dells. Individual highlights came from the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Hady of Richland Center, and from three championships won by the Riverdale Chieftains. Hady was one of two individuals to win his second title at Ithaca Weston when he bested Holman sophomore Brock Needham 6-3 in overtime at 126 pounds. Needham had finished one spot ahead of Hady at the Bi-State Classic 3 weeks ago, although the two never met during the tournament. The other repeat champion was Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany, who took the top spot at 215 pounds. Both Egan and Hady are not only two-time champions at the Ithaca Weston tournament, but also two-time place winners at the state meet. Riverdale had three champions and all were dominant. Junior Brody Meese had five pins on the day, including one in the finals at 138 pounds. Senior Talon Childs returned to the lineup with five first-period pins and swept to victory in the 190-pound weight class. Junior Grant Matthews had four pins, including one in 5 seconds, one in 9 seconds, and then one in the finals over Ethan McIntosh of Verona, the son of UW athletic director Chris McIntosh. Also winning titles Saturday were Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany, Carson Bremer of Verona, three wrestlers from the Holman Varsity Reserves, Rex Lancaster, Nathan Henderson, and Camden Thiel, and four more from Oostburg, Rigoberto Telez, Connor Mentink, Liam Richards, and Noah Banco. Here's how things went for the local teams. Ithaca Weston had four runners-up, Carrick Thompson, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. Derek Franzen was fourth in his weight class, while freshman Deacon McDonough won his fifth-place match, and freshman Reed Wabshaw and sophomore Ben Otto both won seventh-place bouts. Richland Center had the tournament's most valuable wrestler and champion, Ethan Haiti. Freshman Caden Stibbe and senior Mason Jelinek each won third-place matches, while Braden Kleppe placed fourth at 285. Sophomore Brock Barrett and junior Ethan Bindle won bouts for fifth place, and freshman Blake Muller placed sixth at 144. Riverdale was led by three champions in senior Talon Childs and juniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews. Sophomore Lakota Brewer also reached the finals and placed second at 132 pounds. Freshman James Schramm and Wyatt McGuire each won third-place matches. Freshman Wyatt Schramm and senior Chase McGuire each finished fourth. And a pair of teammates registered pins in winning matches for fifth place, seniors Caden Currier and Gavin Mirabelli, who won three matches returning to action for the first time since December of 2022. Royal Waniwak Center had two men in the finals and saw both Brendan Rick and Samson Degner finish second. Jackson Bender, Emerson Murray, and Trenton Fye all placed third for Royal Waniwak Center, and freshman Easton Wopat finished fourth at 126. Saturday's tournament also saw the establishment of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame, which also was delayed 1 year by last January snowstorm. Enshrined in the Hall of Fame Saturday were coaches Jim Albaugh and Steve Waterman, state champions Mark Fosterling and Sam Brandt, and eight others who wrestled in the WIAA state tournament during their days at either Ithaca or Weston: Lyle Wilds, Jim Brickle, Don Willis, John Sumwalt, Bob Lewis, Donald Koenig, Bill Larson, and John Fosterling. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Over the weekend, bowling scores from youth bowling. Girls High Series, Jocelyn Adams had a 485 and a 176 high game. For the boys High Series, Caden Keller with a 659, Trayton Shep a 561, and Brady Blado a 554. Top game, Caden Keller a 235, Brady Blado a 231, and Trayton Shep a 203 in action from youth bowling from over the weekend. In football news, Josh Allen rushed for two touchdowns, Buffalo's defense forced three turnovers, and the Bills advanced to the AFC Championship game with a 27-25 win over the Baltimore Ravens in the divisional round. The Bills hung on when a wide-open Mark Andrews dropped a two-point conversion pass from Lamar Jackson, allowing the ball to bounce off his chest with a minute 33 left. Jackson connected with a sliding Isaiah Likely for a 24-yard touchdown to give the Ravens a chance to tie it. Elsewhere, Saquon Barkley dashed through the snow for touchdown runs of 78 and 62 yards and finished with 205 yards rushing. Jalen Hurts had a 44-yard scoring run, and the Eagles held on against the Rams 28-22 to advance to the NFC Championship game for the second time in three seasons. The Eagles will host the NFC Championship game coming up Sunday against Washington. The NFC North got a lot of love during the regular season when the top three teams combined for a record of 40-11, but not anymore. None of the teams are still going after early losses in the postseason. The losses by Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit came by a total of 44 points, so the outcomes weren't that close. The Packers' 22-10 loss to the Eagles was the closest final score. In other action from basketball over the weekend, emerging standout John Blackwell led the Badgers to their seventh straight win Saturday at USC. Blackwell scored 28 in an 84-69 upset victory. Max Klesman added 18. Wisconsin is not only winning, but it's winning by big margins. The Badgers built a 19-point edge, 51-32, early in the second half, only to see the Trojans score 13 in a row. The lead was cut to 3, 55-52. Before Wisconsin went on an 8-2 run later. Coach Greg Gard's team stays on the West Coast to play at UCLA on Tuesday. Guard Stevie Mitchell was driving to the basket in the closing seconds, but couldn't get a game-tying shot off. That cost Marquette as it suffered a 59-57 upset loss at home Saturday to Xavier, becoming the final Big East team to suffer a defeat in the conference games. Coach Shaka Smart's team goes on the road to meet Seton Hall on Tuesday. It was Michigan State over Illinois in a good one yesterday. 80-78, Michigan wins by 2, and Michigan over Northwestern 80-76. And the Bucks claimed victory. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points and 15 rebounds to help Milwaukee beat the shorthanded 76ers 123-109 Sunday night. Damian Lillard added 25 for Milwaukee, which completed a 4-0 homestand. Here is Coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, you know, early in the year we may have lost that, though. Tonight we win the game, and that's what you have to do. You got to stack up wins when you can, and we're doing that.
Milwaukee will now play coming up Wednesday on the road at New Orleans. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
It is time for a vintage Paul Harvey, the rest of the story program, which is sponsored today by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Angelo Spagnolo was a Pittsburgh grocer whose hobby was golf. I say hobby. Golf was even more than recreation to Angelo. It was his passion. But his problem was that despite how often he played, which was as often as possible, he was a terrible golfer. Maybe the worst golfer in the entire country, his friends sometimes joked. Anyway, Angelo's dream to play the legendary TPC at Sawgrass, one of the most difficult courses in the whole world, one beautiful June day in 1985, came true. His dream came true. And now the pleasure included a lot of pain, which some would say is golf by definition. And I mean, here is Angelo on the course he's admired for more years than he can recall, and he scores 99. On the front nine. Now he's in real trouble because the ultra-intimidating back nine is still lurking out there. You can imagine the number of strokes, 12 on 10, 12 on 11, followed by 6, 4, 13, 15, and an 8. Those are scores on each hole now. Bad enough, right? Oh, wait. Angelo reached 17, the TPC signature hole. You've seen pictures of it. Par 3, 132 yards to an island green, daunting for even the best golfers. But for a 31-year-old grocer whose golfing buddies called him the worst golfer and who can barely get any shot off the ground, 17 is a nightmare. But Angelo tees it up, predictably, tops it into the water. Now, there's a drop area 50 yards from the green. You can get wet, you go there and start hitting over the water. Angelo goes to the drop area and hits another shot and another and another. That's three whiffs and 27 balls right into the drink. Before a sympathetic companion says, look, there's a footpath to the green. You can putt the ball down that footpath. It's legal. And so reluctantly, Angelo putts the ball to the green, and then three putts for a 66 on that hole alone. 66 strokes on one hole, and a 22 on the 18th. You adding it up? That's 158 on the back nine for a grand total of 257. And that's not really the bad part, because you see, Angelo Spagnuolo got the chance to play at Sawgrass, courtesy of Golf Digest, and that publication's national search for America's worst avid golfer. And when they found him, Angelo, that is, he had to play at the TPC on nationwide television. In fact, the three major networks of the day covered the finish on their evening newscasts. But do you know what? Watching Angelo play made so many amateur golfers feel better about the way they played that something of an institution was born. The worst avid golfer tournaments. The worst avid golfer tournaments. And those tournaments have raised millions for charity over the 23 years since. And by the way, today, Angelo is now 54. He is recovering from shoulder surgery. He says that when he recovers, he hopes that he can play as well as he used to. Pardon me for chuckling, but you can appreciate the full measure of what that means. Because now you know the rest of the story.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Our school situation has not changed since early this morning. Fenimore School is still operating under a two-hour late start. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf is closed, as is Wazika Steuben Schools, and there will be no after-school activities at Wazika Steuben. Right now, we have warmed a little bit. Minus 7 is the current reading in Richland Center. Here is Trace Atkins.
She can see herself in the shiny grill and the wide wheels of a red Chevelle. With four on the floor and the top down. Chrome, zipping by on an electric glide with Duke tailpipes doing 105 in the broad daylight on a two-lane heading out of town. We'll be right back. leg up high on the bumper of my big black Mack truck with a smokestack pointed towards the sky and mud flaps. You know the kind. Chrome. I said, hey, little girl, you sure look nice. You wanna ride? I won't bite. She climbed inside and said, hell no, I wanna drive.
We hope
hope you're doing your best to stay warm today on a Monday. Thanks for joining us here on WRCO Radio. Our trivia question of the day is right around the bend as we quiz you on the small screen. Back when we could decipher what was on, you only had like three networks, four if you count PBS to really worry about. And there wasn't all of this. People tell me all the time, have you seen this show? Have you seen that? No, never heard of it. Back in the day, it was, a big thing because you only had three or four choices. Now, you've got so many choices, and people tell me how good a show is, and okay. The other thing is trying to find the time to watch it. That's the other issue for me.
Wishing you were right here. No more 80 proof bourbon to get you off my mind. It ain't why I'm sitting here sipping one tonight. Yeah, I'm over drinking over you. I'm done with bottles and chasing the blues. I still go out with the boys and knock back a few. But I'm over drinking over you. Yeah, I'm over drinking over you. No more flipping through pictures in the corner on my phone. No more dialing your number in the dark all alone. I'm
needs a little fixing. As much as I'd like to hold back, getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just money.
Something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home 'cause he wanted to. Time to turn around, so I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. That's just dirty laundry, I don't need to wear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't.
What he didn't do.
Carly Pierce on WRCO. Our trivia question of the day is coming up here in just a bit. We have warmed a couple of degrees. It is 7 degrees below zero.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Today's trivia question can net you a great prize, a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center, if you know the right answer. Can you recall the year that these were the top-rated television shows? Laverne and Shirley, Happy Days, Charlie's Angels, MASH, and Three's Company. They were named the top shows of that season in what year? 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins from Subway.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Congrats to our winner today, Mr. Dave Umbehan, who knew the right answer. He's the TV guru out there in Radioland. The year that these were the top-rated shows, Laverne and Shirley, number one, Happy Days, number two, Charlie's Angels, number three, number four was MASH, number five, Three's Company, and the year was 1977. 77. What a great year for TV shows. That whole era was good, and lasting shows that are still shown today in reruns, but that was the era where there were lots of spin-offs, and for that year, and that year only, the show that spun off of The Mothership, Laverne and Shirley, was a spin-off of Happy Days, actually finished ahead of Happy Days. Laverne and Shirley, number one that year, with Lenny and Swiggy and the whole gang there. Dave wins a great prize from Subway in Richland Center. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card, or, of course, you can use it yourself.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
9 minutes before 9, 7 on the negative side. Join us for community conversation after the 9 o'clock ABC News update right here. This is Hunter Lott on FM 100.9.
Hey girl, what's your name? I really like your style. So fine, so sweet, so kind, like strawberry wine. So come on over here, let me talk to you. I wanna get to know that smile. We can sit, we can talk, we can dance, we can walk for a while. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Slipping left, right in the neon light, girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. Got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my type. Hey, girl, how about we go on over and get a drink? They got beer, got rum, got tequila, if that's your thing. Whatever you say, the way you to my favorite country songs. Stepping left, right in the neon light. Girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. Got this, got that, bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my yeah, you got your cowgirl hat, blonde curls. You know that we should hop in the truck, get tangled up, maybe go drive around. We go slow, go fast, we can do whatever, baby, I'm down. Y'all, I got my hands up, singing along to my favorite country songs. Sipping left, right in the neon light, girl, I'm really feeling your high. You know you got me wrapped around your little finger so tight. Got that bartender man, hold me back. Yeah, you're just my
kiss. Backseat promise, breaking it. Floorboard feeling, county lines. God, I miss when you were mine.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. 7 degrees on the minus side. Trails time is next.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a rough and cold pile and a dirty hat full rolled across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can,
trails to you until we meet again.
This This is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy. Until we talk again later with some community conversation next hour on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. News at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center Family Fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Washington, D.C. this morning is teeming with red hats.
So why are you here today?
To see President Trump before he gets inaugurated as president. Greatest American comeback.